Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
To his people. He has commanded his covenant forever.
Holy and awesome is his name.
Thank you. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come. Eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me, your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
What man is there who desires life?
And loves many days, that he may see good.
Keep your tongue from evil.
And your lips from speaking deceit.
Turn from away from evil and do good.
Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous.
And his ears toward their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
To cut off the memory of them from the earth.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears.
And delivers them.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
And saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
But the Lord delivers him out of them all.
He keeps all his bones.
Not one of them is broken.
Affliction will slay the wicked.
And those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants.
None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, the fifth chapter. Brothers, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, Do you want to go away as well? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God,
being not made,
being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried,
and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text from Proverbs chapter 9, I'll reread the first portion of it. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. You may be seated. Who doesn't like going out to the mailbox and finding a real piece of mail? I mean, after digging through the bills and the advertisements and the catalogs and the junk, there's something thrilling about receiving a letter from a friend, opening a card, finding a thinking of you note, or getting an invitation. An invitation. That's exactly what we have in today's portion of Proverbs chapter 9. Our invitation comes from wisdom, personified here as a woman. She invites us into her home. She asks us to enjoy her company and the feast she's prepared. Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I've mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. But what or who is wisdom? How would you define wisdom? Is wisdom found in education? Well, maybe to some extent. And yet we're wary of education systems with their own agendas, and many of us have known very well-educated people who are deeply unwise. Is wisdom the result of experience? Experience sure doesn't hurt. And yet we pray that our young people, inexperienced as they are, would exercise wisdom now and not just later. And there are also many older and experienced people who aren't the least bit wise. In Proverbs, the word wisdom is a relationship term. It's important to know this. It's a relationship term. The wise person is one who understands his relationship with God and his relationship with others and acts accordingly. To be wise, on the one hand, you have to think not too highly of yourself. But on the other hand, you also have to think not too little of yourself. The wise person understands his or her place before God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So the very basic first thing about wisdom is this, that wisdom is this relationship in which we recognize God as our creator and ourselves as his creatures. We see how we are with respect to him as creator and to the rest of creation. And we understand as creatures that our existence depends on God and on his mercy. Even the birds of the heavens look to him for their food. We also, as we reflect on our relationship with God, confess that we've often turned away from the good that he gives, and we've chosen instead the good that we want. And yet there's even more to wisdom than this. Because wisdom isn't just an abstract concept or a theological virtue. Wisdom in the scriptures is ultimately a person, the very Son of God. The Son of God who was present with the Father before the creation of the world. Just prior to our text from Proverbs 9, wisdom speaks, and this is what wisdom says. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work. The first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. I was beside him like a master workman,
And I was daily the Father's delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. What do we hear in those words? We hear wisdom rejoicing with the Father over the creation, and we hear wisdom delighting in, showing his love for the whole creation. And so wisdom is none other than the Son of God. And think about the love that he had for his creation, not only in the beginning, when all of it was made, but his love for the creation that he showed when he chose to enter the womb of a virgin, to suffer under Pontius Pilate, to be crucified, dead, and buried, to descend into hell, and then to rise again and ascend to heaven. This journey from heaven to earth to hell and back again is the journey of the Son of God's love for you. He did this out of love for you and for his whole creation, that you might be redeemed by wisdom. And so our Lord Jesus Christ became for us the wisdom from God. So what is wisdom ultimately? But wisdom is this: Jesus Christ, and for us to know him and to trust what he has done for us and for our salvation, and then to live in the light that he provides. Today we hear about wisdom inviting us to a feast. You might remember a number of times in the Bible when God's kingdom is pictured as a meal or a banquet or a wedding celebration. When God's kingdom is Jesus sitting down at a table to eat with sinners. Of course, we can't help but think as well of this feast, the Holy Sacrament, where we have such a deep and close communion with our risen and ruling Lord. We could say here that this is wisdom's body, and this is wisdom's blood. And if you wish to walk in the ways of wisdom, then you need to feast here. We can think of other places in the scriptures as well. Feasting occurs when the prodigal son returns from his time of estrangement and running away. Do you remember what the father did when his lost son returned and confessed his unworthiness? He didn't make him wait outside and do penance. He didn't say that he'd meet him out behind the woodshed. No, he had a great feast prepared. They killed the fattened calf. They made merry. And so also for us, as we return to our forgiving God, and you have done it already today, Father, I've sinned. Father, I am not worthy. Father, for Jesus' sake and sacrifice, forgive me. And what does wisdom do? But invites you again to the banquet, a banquet of forgiveness, a banquet of grace, a banquet of love. Who is the feast for? I find this really interesting in Proverbs, because wisdom invites to her feast not those who are already wise and knowing, but rather wisdom invites those who are simple and those who lack sense. Simple doesn't mean people with mental challenges. It means those who are spiritually handicapped. And lacking sense doesn't just mean people who don't know which side of a map is up. It means those who cannot find their way through life on their own. The simple are those who are immature in their faith, those who are pliable, gullible, naive, impressionable, easily led astray or deceived, and I'm sure you could add many other terms as well. And I can't help but hear, when that list is mentioned, that this means me. How often have we lacked sense or been simple in that way? Well, with every sinful thought, word, and deed to start with. With every craving for the things of this world, with every longing for the delight of the eyes, with every flirtation with temptation, with every attempt that we've made to hide, to deny, to pretend, or to justify ourselves. That's the simple, and those who lack judgment, which means that this feast is for me, and this feast is for you, and that we are desperately in need of it. And what a feast it is. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. When you read a number in the scriptures, pay attention. Don't just gloss over it or skim by it, but consider what it means. A house of seven pillars. Well, seven brings us all the way back to the creation, made in 6 days and then finished on the seventh day of rest. A work that is finished and completed. A feast that is full and provides all that is needed. Or you might consider the seven that's tied to the Holy Spirit. In the book of Isaiah, the Spirit is described as sevenfold, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Wisdom is built on those sevens, the finished and completed creation, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and the fear of the Lord. Wisdom, we're told, has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has set her table. She has even sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, turn in here. To the one who lacks sense, come, eat of my bread and drink of my wine. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Wisdom's call is not hidden. The word of our Lord Jesus Christ is not hard to find. The proclamation of his word happens in churches throughout the world and by Christians in their daily life in so many different places. It's not a secret thing. It's not a mystery. And wisdom has made a feast of rich food and of good drink, a feast of bread and wine. Again, just think of all the times in Scripture when bread and wine is mentioned over and over and over again until the night when our Lord was betrayed and he took bread and he took the cup with the wine and he gave thanks and he gave it saying, "This is my body, this is my blood." Wisdom sustains and nourishes. Wisdom gives life. Wisdom provides insight to walk in the way and to follow the Lord. And wisdom here serves itself up to you. In our gospel reading, Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I'll give for the life of the world is my flesh." You heard in the gospel reading how many people found that to be a hard saying. They had followed Jesus for a while, but when it came to eating his flesh, they'd had enough, and they stopped following him. And Jesus turns to his disciples. He asks if they also want to leave. "Will you go away as well?" And Simon Peter says in such beautiful words, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You have the banquet that we need. We believed and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." And Peter and the other disciples were willing to stick with the Holy One of God, not without their falling down and being pulled up again from time to time, but they were willing to stick with the Holy One of God, with the one who has the words of eternal life, all the way to their suffering and death as well, to martyrdom. Knowing that martyred for Christ, they were dying for the one who is life in himself, life itself, and so they would live as well. And so we are brought to a feast of more than earthly food. We are reminded again today that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And so what will you do with it? Will you be not only hearers of the word, but also doers of it? Will you be not only those who've received the invitation to the feast, but those who come and feast? Will you heartily eat, devour what wisdom gives? Will you drink deeply of what wisdom offers? Will you come and receive the gift that Christ has? And will you also, along with that, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the very word of God, not only today, but each and every day, returning again to that feast In the way that you go back to breakfast, lunch, and dinner day after day after day, you also need this spiritual nourishment. And he provides it for you. Some do reject Jesus. Some do turn away. Proverbs mentions the mocker who rejects and belittles and insults, the mocker who rejects every attempt at constructive criticism and invitation. Now, I do want to warn you, it's dangerous for us to identify any person to whom we're talking as a mocker. You don't know. You don't know that the person you're talking to will turn away again, or if this time the Holy Spirit will penetrate and call them to faith. So don't give up speaking about Jesus, but also don't be surprised at rejection. But the wise man, the one who feasts at this banquet, receives the invitation, and he stands open to correction from God's word. And I would encourage you in this way, as you read the scriptures at home, as you hear them here at church, be open to the correction that the scriptures give, to the way they reprove and rebuke and correct and train in righteousness, because that's what they are given for. And pray that the Holy Spirit would soften your heart, would open your ears, and would enlighten your minds now and always, that you may love that reproof and that correction and that training in righteousness that we receive. Perhaps you can remember on a human level at some point in your life when someone gave you, in a gentle but firm fashion, correction that you needed. When they guided you in a way for which you were so thankful afterwards. This is what wisdom does for us spiritually. And then it gives this promise: by me, your days will be multiplied and years will be added to your life. Does this mean that we are guaranteed a long life as we read God's word and receive the Holy Sacrament? No, not necessarily. It doesn't mean that we'll have a life without affliction or without struggle, or that every Christian will die of old age. Know this: if you go through afflictions and struggles, even those are at times ways in which wisdom is refining you and teaching you and drawing you back to Christ. But of course, when it comes to days being multiplied and years being added to life, what could be longer? What could be more multiplied than life that is eternal? It is a life beyond number, and that is the life that we have with Christ. That is the life that he has promised to all who eat his flesh and who drink his blood. He has said that they will live forever. And so, yes, indeed, years, eternity, will be multiplied and added to your life through this feast. And so come, dear friend, answer the invitation. Respond to wisdom as she calls you to her house and feeds you with this wonderful banquet. And remember this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One, Jesus Christ, is insight. And walk in his ways. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Thanksgiving sacrifice.
and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the needs of the church and of the world. Father, thank you for sending the great Good Shepherd who has compassion on his flock. In his name we lift up our prayers for the family of God, for every nation, tribe, people, and language, and for all those who hunger for the true bread of life. We pray especially that you would guide the steps of our sister Linda as she continues to prepare for her short-term mission trip in Germany. Lord, in your mercy, grant us always, O God, to work for the food that endures to eternal life. Bless the ministry of this congregation in our community, as well as the ministry of Pastor John at St. James Lutheran Church in Lafayette, Indiana, that many may embrace Jesus as the Christ and believe that he is the true bread of God who has come down from heaven. Grant that we would never hunger or thirst for anything but Christ and his righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our God, we pray for your blessing upon all homes and schools, especially the schools, universities, and seminaries of our church, including Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Give wisdom to Pastor Jason Lane as he teaches future pastors and deaconesses for the church, and be with him and his family in their new home and community. Bless all places where your people gather to teach and learn your word, and help us to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you place men in positions of authority for the sake of order. Grant wisdom to our president, our governor, our judges, those in law enforcement and the military, and all who hold offices of public trust in our land, that they might not act for selfish gain, but serve according to your will for the benefit of all people. Preserve our homes and our loved ones. Grant Carly, Liz, Casey, Stephanie, and Annie good health and strength in their pregnancies. Lord, in your mercy. Bestow your healing power upon the sick, especially upon Anne as she waits to speak with her doctor. Joyce, that she would know your peace. Barbara, that she would have good care. Megan, in her recovery. Al, in his critical condition. As well as Blair, Bobby and Carol, Karen, Kristen, Mona, Rick and Teresa, and Verity. That they would commend themselves into your hands and give thanks to your name. Sustain all who care for elderly parents or family members, giving to them an extra measure of patience and understanding. By your Spirit, grant hope to the depressed, the lonely, and those who mourn the death of loved ones, especially the Gasparo family and their friends. Strengthen their faith and assure them of your presence in all circumstances. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, your Son assures us that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink, and that those who feed on him will live forever because of him. By your Spirit, prepare our hearts to welcome him as he comes to us in this Holy Supper, that we may rejoice in his promises and depart in peace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
is truly meet, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Our psalm today is Psalm 116, starting at the 8th verse. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Will I lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord? You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said to my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosened my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
take me to the true body of Christ.
Thank you.
Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Have refreshed us with the body and blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that this heavenly food, which we have received, will strengthen our faith, that we may bear all crosses, sickness, and trials with patience and trust until you grant us deliverance, peace, and health. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you.